It's time for a podcast from J.W., Anna, and friends.
Sean Bond, the public information officer from the Texarkana, Texas Police Department, in here with us anytime. And today, he's in to talk about the third annual Trunk or Treat.
Dun, dun, dun.
Going on Saturday at Spring Lake Park. How you doing, Sean?
I am wonderful. It's a great day. I'm looking forward to that rain that I keep pinning. Did y'all see the clouds on Saturday Sunday?
Yeah.
I was like, man, we're going to get some rain.
And then, Nothing. I think we're going to get rain this
week. It was sprinkling when I come in here a while ago, so we're heading the right direction.
Well, the third annual Trunk or Treat, the weather's going to be absolutely perfect.
Sean ordered it up special.
He did, and he got it right.
Thank you.
I have been praying for weeks.
And you got it. Your prayers were answered.
I'm telling you, because anytime you have an outside event, you're like, please, Lord, just, you know.
Just
give me a three-hour window here where the clouds part and the rain stops, and you can go do your thing, but it's going to be absolutely perfect.
All
temperature's great.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Not going to be hot. It's just going to be perfect.
Right.
Can't get it any better than that, so prayers work there for sure. But talk about the event. Where, when, all the good stuff.
Well, we are going to be out there this Saturday afternoon. We're going to start at 4 o'clock. We're doing till 7. We're doing a three-hour event this year. Last year, we had so many people come through, and even more that wanted to. We only had 2 hours allocated last year, so we're extending that for an extra hour in hopes of being able to get even more people an opportunity to come in and do it. But we'll be out there from 4 to 7. It's going to be a drive-through event like it was last year, so everybody stay in their cars, and they'll drive around the little square there in front of the Boy Scout mural.
Okay.
There inside the park. Come in off of Mall Drive, the north entrance.
That's the north entrance of the park.
Come out there. Come in. You make the square around where everybody will be set up. Collect your candy. Go out the same way you came in and hit Mall Drive and head on out to your next event.
All right.
So it's going to be good. And you've already got 20-something people said they're going to be there as far as handing out candy. And you're saying, hey, if somebody out there, whether they be a business, a church, a civic, just a person that, hey, this sounds like fun, I want to join in the fun with the Trunk or Treaters, you'll take them.
Yeah, just come on out. We're going to be, I'll be out there starting about 3 o'clock that afternoon to kind of help everybody get set up, get their stuff together. And if somebody comes up, even if you're not on the list and we're not expecting you, we'd love to have you. Come on out.
Open arms.
And do it. Just bring your trunk, bring your candy, and you'll be set.
Just set up. So they're going to set up around 3, a little after 3 o'clock, get set up. And then for the people that are just driving through with their trick-or-treaters, they start handing out the candy at 4.
Right.
For the three-hour window there. And, kiddos, get them all dressed up. Join in the fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun last year. A lot of great costumes.
Costumed up.
Even some adults.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got the trunks decorated, there. But the real treat for me is being able to see the kids their costumes. Some of them pretty elaborate.
They were fancy.
Yeah.
Kids love to dress up for Halloween, and of course, they love candy. But we love candy.
Best of all worlds.
Yeah, I have had some people that are mad at me because I talked to them about doing this, and then they came back to me a few days later and said, "You know what? I'm mad at you." I said, "Why?" And they said, "Well, I went ahead and bought my candy for Trunk and Treat, but I've been in it."
Yeah.
So they're afraid they're going to have to go buy some more by the time Trunk or Treat gets
here. And Sam's is just about out.
Really? Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I still hadn't bought mine for this week. Leave here and go there.
Because you got to get your supply. But I know exactly what you're talking about. Back in the day, way back in the day when I used to hand out candy at my house, that's way before I had kids and everything like that, I always gave out the individual packages of M&M's because I love M&M's.
Yes.
Peanut.
Doesn't matter.
Regular.
Just M&M's.
I'd give them one and both. Oh. And then, I would make sure that I bought enough
to have for you
so that I had some when it was over.
Of course.
As soon as the last doorbell rang, I was like, okay, that for me to eat.
Yeah.
I'd always buy the variety pack and I'd kind of go through and pick out the ones.
I kind of like that.
They'd be at the bottom of the bowl. If we get to them, fine. Yeah. If they don't,
everybody should enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Speaking of Halloween weekend, this would be time for news, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our guest, our friend from the community, Sean Vaughn, PIO, Public Information Officer for the Texarkana, Texas Police. The police, the city, the Parks and Recreation of Texarkana, Texas, they all come together for the Trunk or Treat.
Yes.
The third annual going on Saturday afternoon and evening, whichever you're going to call it, from 4 to 7. Spring Lake Park drive-through event for you people that are bringing your kids.
Right.
Come in off Mall Drive starting at 4 o'clock and enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have trunks decorated, set up, and candy is going to be had.
By lots.
By lots. Now, Anna wanted to talk about those out there who, and this still happens in some neighborhoods particularly, some of these neighborhoods are really busy.
Right.
Still got the regular old trick-or-treating going on out there.
Right.
Whether it be Saturday or Sunday, we got that going on because Halloween this year falls on Sunday, which is the 31st. But traditionally, most people turn their lights on and most people go trick-or-treating on the Saturday when it falls on Sunday. But whatever evening, you're talking about safety because you got a lot of kids out there.
Right. So what are some of the tips for parents if you're going to go neighborhood trick-or-treating?
Well, obviously, you want to supervise.
Yes.
You want to have a parent or an adult go with young children if you've got older kids. And they're going to go out by themselves and let them do, you know, talk to them, make sure you know where they're going and you approve of the route
right.
that they're going to be going there. You know, unfortunately, you know, it seems like every year we have a case where some child is hit by a car. Luckily, we've not had any that, that have been seriously injured. But, you know, as drivers, we've really, really, really got to be on guard that night because we know the kids are going to be out. You know, you just want to make sure that you're driving slow enough, you know, and you're paying attention well enough on both Saturday and Sunday, as you said.
Because they could turn out from nowhere.
They materialize everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so make sure you do that. And something else I saw, you know, is that you may want to discourage maybe younger, inexperienced drivers from driving
on
Halloween night.
Just be safe.
You know, because they're still learning themselves, and it's probably a good idea to make sure we don't have experienced people out there.
They don't think about it, you know, like, oh, yeah, I better be careful in this neighborhood. Because you're just driving through a neighborhood and when it starts to get towards the dusk or whatever. You're just driving through. You're not thinking about, oh, there's going to be a bunch of kids running around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they could be in all kinds of streets that normally they wouldn't be at that time of the evening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to make sure that you know, it's good to be illuminated. If you got flashlights, if you're right, walk with the flashlights, things like that.
Be highly visible.
Reflective.
And
that's
as you
word.
Said,
that's the big word.
There's our big word.
reflective. Kind of drive like you're in the school zone or whether, you know, don't be distracted with your driving Saturday and Sunday evenings when you're driving around the neighborhoods. Don't be distracted. Don't be on your phone. Don't be.
Great idea.
Yeah. So be cautious.
Be aware.
I like that. Be
cautious. Make it a safe year and everybody have fun.
All right. Whatever day you do it. But we're touting the trunk or treat.
Yeah.
At the Spring Lake Park, 4 until 7 on Saturday. A drive through event. Come in off Mall Drive, which is the north entrance, and you'll go through the square there and then go back out the same way you came. Take a right when you get there.
It'll be fun.
Which way is east?
Where the sun comes up.
She's getting better. And we're darn proud of it on The Pig.
1039
MyPigRadio.com. And it is The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. Brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, smarter, sensible. Three convenient locations. Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. To serve you. We're talking today with Sean Vaughn, Public Information Officer for the Texarkana, Texas Police. And we are talking about the trunk or treat that's going on Saturday, 4 until 7, Spring Lake Park in Texarkana. We'll kind of wrap that up again here in just a minute, but y'all play a game.
All right.
And you people out there in Radio Land, play along. Today's game is called Match the Mouth. I'm going to give you a quote, and then I'm going to give you, like, I don't know, three or four or five celebrity-type people who may have said it. You choose who said it.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Quote, I enjoy my own thoughts sometimes. Did Pat Sajak say that? Steve Harvey, Dave Chappelle, Amy Poehler, or Kenan Thompson? Who said, I enjoy my own thoughts sometimes?
Either Kenan or Dave would be my guess.
Okay. Well, narrow it down.
Sean.
Don't all answer at once.
Kenan.
He says Kenan.
Okay, let's see. Are we right?
No, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, well, we tried.
Yeah.
All right.
You were closer than I'd have got.
I'm not big on fluffy or fleecy slippers. I just don't like the texture or the heat. It just gets to be too much.
And do we care?
Well, I don't either. But anyway, did Heidi Klum say that? Idie Bryant, Leslie Jones, Melissa Villasenor, or Vanessa Bayer?
I don't know.
Do I even know who any of these people are?
We know who Heidi
Well, you've
is.
Heard of Heidi Klum.
We're going to say Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
You're going to go with Heidi Klum?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it was this Heidi Bryant, whoever that is.
No clue.
Now, you've heard of all these people, I think.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
All right.
Don't look at the screen because that's cheating.
Okay.
Football's a difficult business. And aren't they prima donnas? Who would have said that?
Okay, the way he says it is a clue.
Michelle Obama, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, Nora O'Donnell, she's a TV person, or Katie Couric or Queen Elizabeth. Who said football's a difficult business and aren't they prima donnas?
The way you say it, I'm going to say the Queen.
She says the Queen. You say?
We need a little conflict here, so I'm going to say Katie Couric.
Some conflict resolution.
Some conflict resolution. Well, unfortunately, Anna was right.
You have to read the way he says it to you.
Queen Elizabeth.
I don't pick up on stuff.
Oh, okay. That's it.
What?
That's exactly why he's the public information officer and not a detective.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Because he said he didn't pick up on stuff. It's a joke.
It is.
Don't get as sensitive as Anna. She's always sensitive.
Oh, gosh. You say it like it's a bad thing.
It is.
I like what I do.
I'm just kidding. Oh, now I've got two of them in
here. Yeah, we're at the door. You have to get past us.
I'm sorry.
It's good. No, you're fine.
I was just doing a joke.
So,
all right.
But there is a reason why I'm not a detective.
I could
admit, the bad hours?
Well, there's a reason why I'm not a detective is because I'm just not inquisitive enough. All right.
Okay, so I want to thank you guys for the City of Texarkana and the Police Department for organizing the Trunk or Treat because it offers a safe alternative to neighborhood trick-or-treating. And the details of it, again, it's going to be on Saturday at what time?
4 till 7 o'clock. We'll be out there about 3 o'clock if anybody...
There's still
that
time
it's not registered.
Yeah.
If you want to come out and hand out kids, bring your trunk, bring your candy, and we'll welcome you with open arms.
Yeah.
We'll be setting up about 3 o'clock, ready to go at 4. Just come in off of Mall Drive into the Spring Lake Park. There at the north entrance. Mm-hmm. Go around the square, collect your candy, and go right out that same entrance and head on your way.
All right. So it's going to be fun. It's going to
be
great.
Yep.
Like I said, if you want to hand out candy, show up around 3
come
o'clock,
on
a little bit after 3 o'clock.
Yep.
They got plenty of room to set you up with your trunk or treat. And if you got your kiddos that you're coming in, it's a drive-through event. Don't walk in. Drive-through event off Mall Drive. 4 until 7, all the candy you can take.
Yum.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks for coming in.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.